Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Megyn Kelly sounds increasingly unhinged every single time she talks about the Epstein files and tries to run defense for Trump. I mean, we know that Trump sounds unhinged every single time he's asked about the files. He legitimately is snapped at like three women reporters over the past week, calling them piggy or terrible human beings. But Megyn Kelly is the only person who sounds almost as unhinged every single time she tries to respond to the files. I want to show you some clips, and then I want to show you a clip of this 14-year-old that was sent to me. It went viral because she says, "Hey, Megyn Kelly, listen up. I wasn't even supposed to talk about this topic because it's an adult topic." She says,
"Hey, Megyn Kelly, I'm Eloise and I'm 14 years old. I wasn't even going to say anything because the topic is an adult one. My mom even made a video about it yesterday because we didn't feel it was an appropriate topic for a child to speak about. But after hearing you go on camera and explain that Epstein wasn't into 8-year-olds, just the barely legal type like 15, I realized you might need an actual reality check from a literal child."
Okay, let's lay the groundwork to see how we got here. First of all, there is a new viral clip of Megyn Kelly from this week where she's essentially trying to say that there's not a single woman who said she was trafficked to Trump. There's only one woman who was groped by Trump. Like, just listen to the distinction she tries to draw.
"There is not a single woman who has said, yes, I was trafficked by Epstein to Trump. There's one who says Trump walked into a house with Epstein and allegedly fondled her upon meeting her." Okay, that's what the best they have so far. And they're waiting for some sort of smoking gun in these materials. So I think Trump did his 180 because he had to. He knew he was going to lose.
That's all they have? What do you mean that's all they have? She's downplaying it. All they have is Trump walking into Epstein's house or a house with Epstein and groping a girl, allegedly, which follows another 20 allegations of Trump doing the same thing, but in different contexts, but the same abuse of power dynamics in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. He's on camera saying he grabs women because they let stars do it, and then he doubled down behind deposition a few years later. Over and over, Trump has shown that he's more than willing to abuse these power dynamics with Epstein, without Epstein. He sent letters to Epstein at Epstein's peak sex trafficking moment in the early 2000s. So the way she words this, like this isn't a smoking gun, this is all they have, this is pretty damn bad, Megyn Kelly. Now, let's watch the clip that this 14-year-old is referring to, where Megyn Kelly is then trying to further draw a distinction between, like, pedophilia and liking 16-year-olds, which she calls the barely legal type, but 16 isn't barely legal. Just listen to how insane this defense is.
"As for Epstein, I've said this before, but just as a reminder, I do know somebody very, very close to this case who is in a position to know virtually everything. Not everything, but virtually everything. And this person has told me from the start, years and years ago, that Jeffrey Epstein, in this person's view, was not a pedophile." This is this person's view, who was there for a lot of this, but that he was into the barely legal type. Mm-hmm. Like, he liked 15-year-old girls.
Wait, no. 15 is not what barely legal means. Either way, this is just disgusting.
And I realize this is disgusting. I'm definitely not.
Yeah, why?
I'm not trying to make an excuse for this. I'm just giving you facts.
These aren't facts.
That he wasn't into, like, 8-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But he liked the very young teen types that could pass for even younger than they were, but would look legal to a passerby. And that is what I believed, and that was what I reliably was told for many years. And it wasn't until we heard from Pam Bondi that they had tens of thousands of videos of alleged, forgive me, they used to call it kiddie porn, now they call it child sexual abuse material, on his computer, that for the first time I thought, oh, no, he was an actual pedophile. I mean, only a pedophile gets off on young children abuse videos. She's never clarified it. I don't know whether it's true. I have to be honest. I don't really trust Pam Bondi's word on the Epstein matters
or anything else
anymore. Yeah, so I don't know what's true about him.
The girl whose parents originally came to Epstein and kind of blew the whole thing open, she was 14 years old. She was a young girl at that time. Epstein did reportedly have child porn, and Epstein absolutely was a pedophile. I don't know what this weird distinction is, but Megyn Kelly is only making this distinction now that Donald Trump is so deeply embedded in this that you can't remove it from his political reign. Let's listen to this 14.
After hearing you go on camera and explain that Epstein wasn't into 8-year-olds, just the barely legal type like 15, I realized you might need an actual reality check from a literal child. So let me help you out. Megan, people in my grade are turning 15 right now. Some of us still have baby faces. Some of us still have braces. Some of us still call our parents when we're scared at night. Some of us still look like middle schoolers because we basically are. And the fact that a grown woman needs a teenager to explain that is honestly terrifying. Here's the part you seem confused about. Under federal law, anyone under 18 is a child. No asterisk. No, but they hit puberty. No, older kids don't count. Anyone under 18 is a child. You said you were just giving facts, but here's the real fact. What you said wasn't factual. It was minimizing. It was making abuse sound like a technicality. And Megan, here's the part you really need to hear. If a 14-year-old has to get on the internet and explain to a grown adult with national platform that children are children and there's no age where abuse suddenly becomes less bad, then the problem isn't confusion, it's corruption. Because kids my age aren't supposed to be the ones correcting you. We're not supposed to be the moral compass in a room full of adults who should have known better. But here we are. If my voice makes you uncomfortable, good, it should. Because the minute adults start defending predators by debating the age of a child, you're not protecting the truth. You're protecting the predator.
That went viral on TikTok, and Megyn Kelly is clearly trying to preemptively lay the groundwork for a potential release that looks so bad for Trump that she can use this type of argument. I think she was running this argument to see how it would land, and it didn't land very well. Who cares about the distinction between any age below 18, number one? Number two, the power dynamics at play mean that Jeffrey Epstein was grooming girls out of the Mar-a-Lago spa, not women, not young women, but legitimately girls who were 12, 13, 14, out of Donald Trump's spa, and then ruining their youth. Even Virginia Giuffre killed herself in April, rest in peace, and she was traumatized by what happened. She talked about this extensively, and Megyn Kelly is sitting here trying to downplay the experience of these survivors, dozens of them who stood outside the Capitol. I think the MAGA fracture is only going to accelerate from here. I mean, these clips occurred before Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned because she got bullied by MAGA for wanting to release the Epstein files. Let's finish this clip, actually.
But we have yet to see anybody come forward and say, I was under 10. I was under 14 when I first came within his purview. You can say that's a distinction without a difference.
No, it's not.
I think there is a difference. Yeah. There's a difference between a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old. Yeah. You know, it's just whatever.
Reminder, Megyn Kelly is someone who never sees a lick of nuance in anything else. She thinks that all Democrats are jihadists, communists, no nuance in any of this. But all of a sudden, she thinks, you know, there is a big difference between sexually assaulting an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old. And we all need to be aware of this difference. What are we talking about here? It's the same power dynamic abuses. It's equally as disgusting. I don't know. She tries to act like one is less or more disgusting than the other when that is just not true. I'm going to leave it there. This is disgusting. Double check to make sure that you're subscribed below. And peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.